Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. I'm your host, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of human resources news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Before we dive into today's human resources headlines, we'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, HR.com. HR.com is the largest social networking and resource site for HR professionals, offering cutting-edge tools, training, and insights to help you succeed in the ever-evolving world of human resources. We're grateful for HR.com's support in making this podcast possible. Visit HR.com to join a community of over 1.75 million professionals and access a wealth of resources to elevate your HR practices. Thank you, HR.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Using HR technology to gain actionable insights from analytics is the biggest tech challenge for HR, new study by HR.com's HR Research Institute. A new study by HR.com's HR Research Institute reveals that the biggest tech challenge for HR professionals is leveraging HR technology to gain actionable insights from analytics. While 54% of respondents prioritize employee experience, many struggle to translate accurate data into useful insights. The State of Today's HR Tech Stack and Integrations 2024 report offers insights and recommendations for overcoming these challenges. The study highlights the importance of strong integration among all technology, as 30% of respondents face obstacles in achieving important HR goals due to a lack of tech integration. Debbie McGrath, CEO of HR.com, emphasizes the need to make HR technology user-friendly to enhance the employee experience and meet business objectives. For more information and to access the full report, visit hr.com/HR Research Institute. United Franchise Group names three women to senior leadership positions. United Franchise Group has named three highly experienced women to key leadership positions within the company. Megan Fletcher has been promoted to Director of Launch Services, bringing her keen attention to detail and passion for supporting franchise owners to the role. Kathy Jean-Louis joins as the new Director of Compliance, with a multidisciplinary background and a focus on upholding brand standards. Donna Wichman, now Vice President of Operations for Signorama, will provide support and guidance to franchisees, enhance operational standards, and oversee new location openings. These appointments reflect UFG's commitment to building strong brands and teams within the franchising industry. Bridge the Gap, the transformative impact of cross-company integration, CCI. Businesses are increasingly leveraging cross-company integration, CCI, to forge powerful partnerships, enhance efficiency, and boost competitiveness in dynamic markets. CCI involves connecting diverse systems across companies and finding common ground for information exchange tailored to the needs of multiple stakeholders. The network effect is central to CCI's impact, with the value growing as more companies join. Outsourcing integration to third-party providers enhances enterprise-wide efforts, offering significant advantages across various industries like automotive, insurance, media, finance, managed service providers, and logistics. Francis Martins, CEO of Exelate, emphasizes the importance of choosing the right integration solution for successful implementation. CCI offers a powerful mechanism for unlocking collaboration and driving innovation across organizational boundaries, shaping the future of work with a focus on human-centric values for ethical and equitable deployment of technology. Few HR professionals view rewards and recognition programs as highly effective. New study by HR.com's HR Research Institute. A recent study by HR.com's HR Research Institute revealed that while 94% of organizations have a recognition program and 91% conduct a rewards program, only 31% rate their rewards and recognition programs as highly effective. The State of Rewards and Recognition Programs and Tools 2024 report offers insights and recommendations to help HR professionals improve their initiatives. Challenges identified include cost, inconsistent application, loss of engagement, lack of leadership involvement, and manager training. HR.com CEO Debbie McGrath emphasizes the need for adaptive strategies and cost-effective programs to boost employee engagement and productivity. The research presentation, Adapt Your Rewards and Recognition Practices to a New Era, is available on demand. HR.com's HR Research Institute provides valuable research and resources for over 2 million HR professionals worldwide. Visit hr.com/HR Research Institute to access exclusive reports and join the HR Research Influencer panel. Vinay Johar to speak at Ascend 2024 on future-proofing hiring via automation. Vinay Johar, CEO of Archili, will be speaking at Ascend 24 on June 20, 2024, discussing the evolution of recruitment processes towards automation. With a focus on managing job surges and enhancing efficiency, Vinay will explore how automation is future-proofing hiring workflows. Recruiters are now leveraging automation to fill multiple positions quickly, transforming their roles and ensuring candidates are not just placed in jobs, but also become valuable assets for future opportunities. Attendees can expect actionable strategies to navigate the fast-paced recruitment landscape and optimize candidate management.
HR.com announces the Future of Talent Acquisition 2024 Study and Advisory Board. HR.com has the formation of the Future of Talent Acquisition 2024 Advisory Board in collaboration with HR.com's HR Research Institute. This advisory board, comprised of industry thought leaders, will focus on influencing HR best practices through primary research. They will address various aspects of talent acquisition, such as sourcing, recruitment strategies, DEIB, technology, and compliance. The board aims to provide valuable insights to help senior HR professionals navigate recruitment challenges and prepare for the future of hiring. Their findings will be published in a comprehensive report and a condensed infographic. The study will also be featured in the upcoming HR.com's Future of Talent Acquisition 2024 virtual event. CEO Debbie McGrath expressed excitement about the board's expertise benefiting the talent acquisition community.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.